Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels opposed to President Bashar al-Assad. This happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northwestern Syria. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA he believes Russia deliberately attacked Idlib.
The Russians in general, as the American military pointed out recently, isn't as precise under any conditions. But in this particular case, it seems part of their broader strategy. And that strategy is that they want to eliminate anybody who is opposing Bashar Assad, except for ISIS, to make it very clear that then that's the only choice for the West. They're going to have to go with Bashar Assad.
Sunday's attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russia and Syrian forces of cluster bombs in the Syrian war that now has lasted nearly 5 years and killed more than 200,000 people. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Assad since the civil war began there in March of 2011. Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim any responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. Air France officials said the device did not present any danger to passengers. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius and made an emergency landing in Mombasa. All 459 passengers safely evacuated. This is VOA News. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on 4 countries, including Iran, violates the nuclear deal with 6 world powers. The restrictions are part of the new U.S. federal spending bill President Obama signed into law on Friday. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the United States will now have to get one if they are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan, 4 nations the U.S. says are known to have sponsored terrorism. Under the deal restricting Iranian nuclear activity, the United States is not to interfere with any trade or economic activity that could lead to normalized relations with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the United States will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. U.N. brokered peace talks on Yemen ended Sunday with a broad agreement that the war has to end, but no major breakthroughs there. U.N. envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said officials from Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels reached a series of confidence-building measures at the meeting in Geneva.
The parties made serious progress through identifying a framework for negotiations towards a comprehensive settlement, in addition to defining a set of relevant confidence-building measures relating to prisoner release, improved social services, and improving the flow of humanitarian aid to Taiz and to other Yemeni affected governorates.
Two sides are to meet again on January the 14th. More than 3 dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been pulled from rough seas. The vessel buffeted by waves, reported to be as high as 5 meters when it overturned and sank on Saturday. Ferry was headed from Kualaka and Siwa, the towns on Sulawesi Island, when it encountered the bad weather. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to boost economic and business ties. Happened during an official visit to Thailand by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. More now from Ron Corbin.
The visit by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was the first in 12 years. Speaking after the signing of several agreements to boost trade, business and security, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said both countries aim to strengthen bilateral relations. Prayut said the Thai-Cambodian relationship is currently at its best. Earlier, Hun Sen called for more Thai investment at a Thai and Cambodian business forum. The two countries pledged to triple bilateral trade and investment by 2020. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.